Good morning, Bob. Pleasure to be with you.
Mike, tell us about this storm. Where is it right now? Is it at its most intense at this moment?
It is at its most intense, and it is going to be at its most intense probably for the next 4 to 5 hours. And then as we get towards early afternoon, really starting to wind down, although there's still going to be some snow going on this afternoon, but it is howling out there right now with the snow and the wind, especially at the coast. We're seeing some power outages as well.
Because the snow is so heavy along with the wind.
It really is. It's almost like slush being thrown at the power lines. It's sticking to them, and we're seeing a lot of flickering going on, a lot of power outages being reported across the eastern part of the state. Inland, the snow is a little fluffier, but it's still piling up at tremendous rates. And as you were mentioning, we're looking at probably well over a foot of snow in most areas, especially as you travel towards 495, where we could approach a foot and a half of snow.
A foot and a half, 18 inches of snow. And if the snow's not dramatic enough, as I understand it, there's thunder in the sky this morning.
There is. We have thunder snow taking place. It just shows you how unstable the atmosphere is right now. If you remember some of the big storms we've had in the past, like the April Fool's Day storm, or if you go way back to the blizzard of 78, those had a lot of thunder and lightning with them. But it just shows you that the more instability in the atmosphere, the more intense the snow falls down. And that's why we're seeing rates of 2 inches per hour in some locations.
And again, tell us when this is going to begin to wind down. For those of us who need to get out and shovel, when's it going to end?
And I would suggest you shovel pretty quickly because it's going to freeze tonight, and this stuff is going to freeze like a solid rock because it has got such a high moisture content. But I think once we get past lunchtime, we'll start to wind it down a little bit. But there's still going to be snow falling through the afternoon, and that wind is going to switch around to the northwest, so there's going to be a lot of blowing and drifting. You may actually not get the shovel until we get towards evening.
All right. And so if it comes to an end tonight, what's in store after that?
After that, we've got the cold weather setting in here, so Mother Nature's not going to help us melt it too much. Overnight tonight, we'll see lows dropping off back down into the 20s, which means a lot of this is going to freeze back up, and even highs the next few days are only just barely at freezing. So, again, not a lot of melting taking place.
And along the coast, in the last storm along the coast, of course, there was quite a bit of damage because of high tides and blowing wind. Those concerns not so heightened this time?
Correct. We actually went through high tide at about 4:24 this morning, and the tides were, there was barely any splash over on the seawalls. We're dealing with really one of our lowest tides of the year. So from a coastal standpoint, the timing of the storm is really good. Last time we had that, the day after Christmas, we had a very high astronomical tide. That's why there was so much splash over. A lot of wave action offshore, but it's not really getting to the seawalls.
Mike Wonkum, Channel 5 meteorologist, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Bob.